Growing rice in Liberia. Rice is Liberia's number one staple food, eaten daily in almost every household. Because of its importance, growing rice well is central to food security and reducing dependence on costly imports. Liberia has both upland and lowland rice systems, and with proper care, farmers can achieve good yields in either environment. One Liberia Farming and Own a Liberia podcast can help. Soil and land preparation for upland rice. Farmers should clear the land, slash weeds, and prepare mounds or ridges to reduce erosion. In lowland areas, fields should be plowed, leveled, and mounded to hold water. Adding compost or rotted manure helps improve fertility in both systems. Rice prefers loamy soils with good water retention. Seed selection and planting. Choosing the right variety is important. More about specific varieties are in the next blog/episode. Early maturing, drought-tolerant, or swamp-tolerant varieties should be used depending on the land type. Nerica L14 and Nerica L19 and local unnamed varieties are common. Seeds should be cleaned and soaked in water overnight before planting to encourage germination. In upland systems, direct seeding is common, while in lowlands, seedlings are often raised in a nursery and transplanted after 3-4 weeks. Spacing seedlings 20-25 cm apart improves yields and reduces competition with weeds. 10 cm equals 4 inches. Care and management. Weeding is critical during the first 6-8 weeks. Mulching with crop residues can help control weeds and conserve moisture. Rice requires consistent water in lowland areas, so maintaining mounds and canals is important. For upland rice, planting early in the rainy season reduces drought risk. Applying compost or light fertilizer boosts growth and grain formation. Pest and disease control. Rice can be attacked by stem borers, birds, and fungal diseases like blast. Farmers can control pests by planting resistant varieties, using scarecrows or nets against birds, and rotating rice with legumes to restore soil fertility. Regular monitoring helps reduce crop losses. Harvesting and use. Rice is usually ready to harvest in 3-6 months depending on the variety. Grains should be harvested when they turn golden brown. Timely harvesting prevents shattering and loss. After cutting, rice should be dried, threshed, and stored in airtight containers to reduce spoilage. More useful background. Young Liberians are greatly improving the skills of growing rice, both on upland, highland, and swampy lowland areas. Highland rice, upland farming. Highland rice is grown on slopes, hills, and well-drained soils. Farmers often plant it during the rainy season because there is no standing water on the land. Land preparation, clear the land of grass and bushes. Dig or plow the soil about 6 to 8 inches deep to loosen it. This helps the roots spread. Planting, after soaking seed for 24 hours, sow it directly into the field. Plant the seed 1 inch deep and cover lightly with soil. Leave spacing of about 10 to 12 inches between plants. Good spacing reduces competition for sunlight and water. Weeding, since highland rice fields dry quickly, weeds are common. Weed 2 or 3 times during the season. Fertilizer and organic matter. Adding compost or manure in the planting holes improves soil fertility and helps rice grow strong. Highland rice depends on rainfall. If the rain is too little, yields may be low. Lowland rice, swamp farming. Lowland or swamp rice is grown in valleys, marshes, and flat land where water can be controlled. It usually gives higher yields but requires more effort. Nursery and transplanting. First, prepare a nursery bed. Sow seeds and let them grow for 20 to 25 days until the seedlings are 6 to 8 inches tall. Then transplant them carefully into the main field. Keep spacing of 8 inches by 8 inches between seedlings. Water control, maintain a water depth of 2 to 4 inches. Drain the field briefly when weeding, then allow water back. Proper water management reduces weeds and strengthens rice plants. Fertilizer, apply a small amount when transplanting and again when the plants reach 6 to 8 inches high. Harvesting, when grains turn golden yellow, Cut stalks about 4 to 6 inches above the ground. Dry well before storing. Value and nutrition: rice is energy rich, providing carbohydrates and essential nutrients. When grown locally, it reduces reliance on imported rice and keeps more income within communities. With improved practices, rice farming can strengthen Liberia's food security and provide steady livelihoods. Summary: Highland and lowland rice farming each have their place in Liberia. Highland rice is easier to start and depends only on rainfall. Lowland rice demands more labor and water management but produces larger harvests. Both systems, if done carefully, can help Liberian families grow enough rice, strengthen local markets, and reduce costly imports. These very important and special techniques are key to building a better future for all Liberians. Take care. Be determined. Stay safe.